Kaylin's Coffee Talk is a CastBox original produced alongside with Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all of your favorite podcasts. Now, obviously, you can listen to my coffee talks wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope that you'll give CastBox a try because I think it's the bee's knees. So with that, pour yourself a cup and let's get to it. There are times when we stop, we sit still, we listen, and breezes from a whole other world begin to whisper. James Carroll. Hey guys, what's up, and welcome back to another Coffee Talk episode. My current coffee order of the day is a decaf vanilla almond milk latte because, again, I feel like we've kind of touched on this, but I'm trying to cut back a little bit, just a little bit on my caffeine consumption. So anytime it's past 3 p.m., I pretty much just don't drink caffeine, or at least I try not to. Lately, I feel like I've been, you know, stressing out just a little bit more than usual. I'm in a constant state of just like go, go, go. And for a while, I couldn't figure out why, even though I was still setting aside time, like 5 to 10 minutes, to just like meditate or take a break from whatever it is I was doing, or even just to take a break from my to-do list, I wasn't feeling like immediately fulfilled or like new energy. Basically, what I'm getting at is I didn't feel recharged and I didn't feel re-inspired. And then when I would come out on the other end of that 5 minute break or that 10 minute break, I would almost feel more drained going into my next activity or more confused, chaotic, and just overwhelmed. Like, I guess that's the best word to describe how I was feeling the last few weeks, is just a constant state of overwhelm. So from this, and this is going to connect into what today's coffee talk is all about, I wanted to dive into how I pretty much went about fixing, or I guess rather figuring out a way to calm down the inner shitstorm that was going on inside my mind so that I could find my center again and get back to just like living fully and living fulfilled, because it had been a while since I felt that way. And I think also too, there's something to be said about when you do tap into that time of life, when you tap into those moments where you do feel like you're living fully and you're living fulfilled, when you come to find yourself falling out of that, I think that there's an added pressure of almost judging yourself for not being in that state anymore and just wanting to get back to feeling that way so badly that you almost keep yourself stuck in the storm. And I was doing exactly that the last few weeks. I was pretty much like, why do I feel this way? I'm so overwhelmed. I'm taking time to meditate. Why am I not calming down? Why is everything still like honestly exploding in front of my face? And so from there, I decided that I needed to just do something. So I sat down, I got real with myself, you know, took some time to really figure out why I was feeling that way, and thus became this episode. It's actually going to be a two-part series, this podcast episode. So in this episode, we're going to take the chaotic storms of our lives and calm our seas. And then in the next episode, we're going to take reign and become the rulers of our ships again. Does that make sense? This is going to be a bit more of a meditation style coffee talk, kind of like the How to Breathe into the Moment. If you haven't heard that one, I believe it was episode 6. So definitely go back and check out that one as well if you end up liking this one. But while you drink and sip, just make sure that you're seated somewhere comfortable, that you're away from any distractions, and that you are still in arm's reach of your mug, because we're going to be closing our eyes and just kind of, you know, really tuning in to this episode. So definitely make sure, if you're listening right now and you're not doing one of those things, to just like find a quiet place, or even if you are walking, maybe don't close your eyes, but you might want to hold off on listening to this episode until you can, only because it's a lot of visualization, which might be a lot easier if you're not, you know, strolling along with your eyes closed, bumping into everything in your way. So let's get to it. For a minute, just close your eyes and picture your life right now as some sort of atmosphere. Now, this could be a magnitude of different things. Maybe some of you are seeing a forest, a desert, a valley, an ocean, a lake, a country cottage tucked away in a hayfield, a sky full of clouds, or, you know, a universe or a galaxy, whatever it is, just picture something atmospheric. Picture a setting. Plop yourself into that setting and just look around as if that is the emotion of your life. Translate the emotion of your life into an atmospheric setting. Just whatever setting that pops into your mind if you were to translate everything that you are into a place. Whatever you're picturing right now actually says a lot about who you are and where your life is at. Everything from the time of day it is in your mind right now to the weather surrounding this current vision of yours. Take note of everything. Look at the colors. Note if there's anyone there with you. Look up and down, side to side. Take it all in wherever you currently are. Then take a deep breath and let your recent thoughts and mood join you wherever you are right now. Maybe your sky is starting to darken with a bit of clouds, or the stars of your galaxy are exploding or turning hot red with anger, or your valley of flowers is whipping with wild winds. Whatever your mood is, let it accompany you wherever you are. Take in what it's doing to everything around you. Take in the mood. Take in the weather. Take in the storm. Allow it to come in. This is how we go about living our lives, unaware that we are sitting in the middle of storms and hurricanes going on inside of us, but we almost suppress them down into little rain clouds so that we can go about our normal day to day. And that is totally normal. We ignore these crazy chaotic feelings because nobody feels like they have the time to sit down and really process them. So that's why it's so important that right now you're taking this time to allow your storm to hit. Don't be afraid of it. Don't fear the worst. Just let it be without judging it for what it is. If you could give one word to the mood that is in your vision right now, what would it be? Is it anger, frustration, sadness, worry, angst, betrayal, love, heartbreak, nerves, stressed, confused, lonely? Just pick a word and then maybe pick another or even a third. Anything that describes the setting and the mood of where you are right now in your mind. Now sit with those words for a minute. Let those emotions bubble up inside of you. Stop ignoring them and pushing them away, and instead just invite them to come sit beside you as if they literally could. Wherever you are, let yourself feel their presence for just a moment. Now ask it why. Why is it here, and why is it really visiting you? Whatever answer pops into your mind, nod in agreement rather than judge their reasoning. This emotion is not you, so detach from it. It is only a mere expression of something that you have attached to, and it's trying to tell you to deal with it. So sympathize with this emotion. Thank it for trying to get your attention. Understand that it was only trying to tell you that something might be wrong so that you can let it go. Now go back to where you first were at the beginning of this episode, the original view of your atmospheric life, the waterfall, the sea, the island, the beach, wherever you were at the beginning. Go back now if you've left it, and if you're still there, then let the storm pass. Let it go away. Let it pass through. Now that you have your reasoning, now that you know your why, you don't need the storm anymore. You don't need the emotion anymore. Now we can deal with the feeling. Sit back and allow the sun in your new state to beat on you. Feel the warm air around you and hold your attention there for just a minute. Now out of your back pocket, you're going to pull out a piece of paper. On that piece of paper are the words to the reasoning why that emotion that just visited you gave. Look down at those reasons that the emotion was visiting. Maybe it's the name of a person, someone who did you wrong. It could be a word. It could be a replay of something that happened to you a long time ago, a grudge you've been carrying with you. Maybe it's even just your own internal bully. whatever reason it was that you had this storm, that this storm was being just pent up and built up inside of you, look right at it. Stare it right down in the face and look at it without judgment. Instead of asking yourself why this became a problem you became attached to, why it was something that happened to you, you know, why do bad things tend to happen all the time, whatever it is, why did this person betray you, all of that, let it go. Don't think of the why. Instead, ask yourself what. What can you do about it? Don't get tied up in the shame of having problems or issues, because there's nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to the fact that we have storms, because everybody goes through them. Not all of us sit down and deal with them, but everybody has storms going on in their lives. So know that every now and then you're bound to let your ego sometimes jump in and take the wheel. We all do it. And if you keep asking yourself why you do it, you'll keep inviting the same storms back into your life. So that's why we need to let go of the why and instead focus on the what. What can we do about it? What can we learn from it? What is it teaching us? What was its purpose? If we can change our problems into purpose, we can change our weaknesses into strengths, and we can allow the world inside of our minds, this beautiful, happy place that we're tucked away in the deep caves of like meditation or our soul or wherever you think this vision is tucked away inside of you, it will remain a happy place, a sanctuary for us to go to inside our minds during any time. And when these places get filled with storms or chaotic emotions, we can then go and sit with those emotions and sit with those storms and allow them to pass through and give us their reasoning why and figure out what to do to make them pass and deal with them. Now open your eyes, take a sip of your coffee, and just marinate in that meditation for a moment while I take a really quick mid-roll break. Some sunny days are calling up ModCloth. You guys can nab everything from travel-inspired prints to breezy sundresses, no cardigan required. Plus, denim, and more denim. ModCloth's exclusive collab with Wrangler is all about 70s nostalgia. Rock a pair of flares or a chambray top with fun embroidered details. And plus, don't forget that perfect swimsuit. One piece or two, totally up to you. You can find a variety of styles in a full size range. I actually just made an order on ModCloth and I bought these adorable taupe, like polka dot, wide length, breezy pants, like brunch pants pretty much, as we know. Not to mention the cutest dinosaur. It's like a brachiosaur. I don't know how to say it because I'm going to butcher it, but it's literally a dinosaur that you put your plants in. Guys, it's the cutest thing ever. They honestly have so many different things, from like cute summer clothes to cute summer home decor. It's incredible. So if you guys want to get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more, just go to modcloth.com, modcloth.com, and enter the promo code TALK at checkout. But hurry up, because this offer expires on September 1st. So that's 15% off, $100 or more at modcloth.com with the promo code TALK. Another one of today's Coffee Talk episode sponsors is HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, there's something from everyone, from their selection of classic, veggie, and family combos. You'll be able to enjoy it not having to plan dinner, spending money on takeout for an easy night, or worrying about gathering all the ingredients week after week. All the ingredients come pre-measured and handy labeled meal kits so that you'll know which ingredients go to which recipe, and you're going to spend way less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week and get back that time to do more of the things you love, especially right now, considering that it's summertime. There's so much to do. And right now, you guys can get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh if you visit HelloFresh.com/CoffeeTalk30 and enter the promo code CoffeeTalk30. So that's HelloFresh.com/CoffeeTalk30, all one word, and then enter the promo code CoffeeTalk30, no cap locks, and you'll get $30 off your first week. So, how did that feel? I know it can feel a little bit weird kind of doing a bit of a meditation in that sense. It's even a little different for me to kind of be, I guess, verbalizing them, because these are meditations that I do inside my own mind. And so I feel a little nerdy, I'm not gonna lie, recording it here, being like, picture your life as a setting, because it's just like, I don't know, it's kind of just different. But I feel like, being that I myself, at least, am a very visual person, I'm a very visual creature, and we as humans in general are pretty visual, when we can visualize our emotions and our moods and make them almost tangible thoughts by creating atmospheres with them and creating, you know, actions or atmospheres or weather conditions with them, then we can almost translate them in a way that we are no longer personally affiliated with them. We're not personally attaching to them. And instead, we can look at them almost from like a third party perspective and separate from them in order to allow them to be what they are, but then let them pass through us rather than getting stuck in us. That's why it might feel weird, at the very beginning at least, to picture your life as symbols and settings. But with practice, you'll be able to sit down and ask yourself how your life is looking at any given point and get a pretty clear image quicker than you think. This meditation in general is something that I started doing at the beginning of 2018, but over the past few days or even possibly weeks, I stopped giving myself enough time to really sit with those images and those visions and allow them to kind of come up for me. I was just sitting down, closing my eyes and being like, okay, meditate, meditate, meditate. And I wasn't actually, you know, drifting off into that world. And so I was so lost in my own stormy weather of stress and had been acting from a place that was so high strung that my 5-minute moment to collect my thoughts and check in with my mind and cleanse away that energy had been spent like tapping my fingers, rolling my wrists, and like peeking at my watch to see how much more time I had left of quote unquote meditating, because realistically, I was so checked out of the present moment and checked into what I had to be doing next that I wasn't really truly meditating. And I mean, this is totally normal, and it's something that I myself am beginning to understand that is going to happen periodically throughout our lives. We can't always be tapped into this perfect synergy, you know? I think that when we feel it or when we get a taste of it, we want more of it. And that's just who we are as humans, you know? We constantly want to feel those highs off life. And for me especially, like, I've got a bit of an addictive personality, but not in the sense of being addicted to drugs or alcohol. I'm addicted to almost a sense of things that make me feel just like elated or enlightened. And so when at the beginning of this year, I started getting really into these meditations and started getting really into calming, I guess, my inner worlds and my inner seas and taking my rough storms inside my mind and learning how to level out and just kind of still the water. Anytime I wasn't able to do that, I would get so frustrated with myself instead of understanding that I needed to let the process happen. I needed to just let myself feel what I needed to feel it as long as I had to, and then let it pass. And that was the only way to still the water. I think when we try too hard to, you know, fix what's going on inside of our minds or find the answers or the solutions rather than actually allowing these emotions to sit with us for a minute and just tell us why they're here, then we take away from our own time and our own practice. And I guess even in a way, as sappy as it sounds, our own relationship with ourselves, because the more we allow our emotions to come through, the more we accept them for what they are, and the more we feel them but then let them go, the more connected we become with ourselves, the more we learn of ourselves, the more we know of ourselves. And there was a quote I read once that says, there's the biggest power you can have is to know yourself. And so know your storms, know your settings, know your atmospheres. I have like 7 different places, I would say, that when I sit down to meditate, I go to. Sometimes I'm by a mountain and a stream. Sometimes I'm in the ocean. Sometimes I'm up in the clouds. But any place that I'm visualizing is always a really good indicator of kind of where I'm feeling with life and where I'm at with life and how my emotions are coming through. And so feel free to practice this one anytime you guys want. You don't have to sit and listen to this podcast. You can just do this anytime. Just sit down, find a quiet place, close your eyes, breathe, take a couple deep breaths, and then just ask yourself, okay, if I were to translate my life right now into a setting, where would I be? And then ask yourself, now, if I were to allow my emotions and my moods to come through, what would the weather be like? And then you'll kind of get a full vision as to where you are, if it's dark, if it's light, if, you know, you're happy, if you're feeling kind of weird, all that fun stuff. I feel like we tend to get so busy and so caught up in the people and the projects and pastimes and priorities of our lives that we almost forget to really give ourselves the chance to breathe and be and feel. And I think that it's something that attributes so much more to our overall happiness and overall health and well-being. I feel like it would just be too naive to believe that it's just about the foods we put in our bodies, the water we drink, and the hours of time spent, you know, hitting the pavement with our feet and catching some beauty sleep. I think the thoughts that we put into our mind and the storm of emotions that we leave unattended also control our reactions and are a high-stake pillar in what make up who we are as a whole on a day-to-day basis. So these storms are something we need to attend to. These emotions are things that we need to attend to so that we can harness them, you know, calm them, and then rule them. Like, how can we expect to run our show, own our shit, and slay our lives when we've let ourselves become so tied up in a million other things that our entire being suddenly stems from other people and our outside surrounding forces? We need to start getting back to the source within ourselves in order to keep the storms on the outside from shaking our confidence. And I think the only way to do that is to calm our inner storm, to calm our inner worlds, so then we can keep an open and honest conversation with ourselves and with the energies going on all around us all the time that are affecting us throughout the day, and pick and choose what we allow to enter our settings or enter our worlds or enter our atmosphere and what we choose to let pass. So in conclusion, that was pretty much the inspiration of this two-part series, and that, my friends, was part number one, calming our inner seas so that we can steer our ships with pride and with joy, you know? Slow our orbiting planets so that we can burn bright from our inner sun and all that sappy, hippy-dippy crap, you know? To call a ceasefire, pretty much, with our inner realm so that we can take hold and conquer again, you know, just be like freaking queen of dragons. I'm just over here being Daenerys, you know, conquering my dragons and then telling them what to do, which is pretty much what we're going to do in the next episode. So now that we've calmed the storm of our lives, it's time to regain access to our power within. So make sure that if you guys enjoyed today's episode, you check back next week if you want to continue in the two-part series of ruling your inner world and thus conquering the outside world. In the meantime, though, I've been asked by some of you guys if I can write out my podcasts, and so I've officially decided that I'm going to be putting some of these episodes out on my blog. For instance, one just went live on Friday. I collected everything from my original How to Breathe Into the Moment episode and then plopped it onto my blog/website with some pretty imagery, and I also just like articulated the thoughts a bit better for easy reading. So if you guys want to check that out, that's on my blog. It's just kaylanicholson.com, super easy. And aside from that, I guess I'm about to get back on with my day now that my sea is all calm and my storm has passed, and go out and conquer the world now. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Please leave a comment or a review if you did. And if you didn't, I mean, you can still leave a comment or review, but just be nice. Okay, I'm getting weird now, so I'm going to leave. Bye, guys.